On Tuesday, the North Adams Elks Lodge gave Drury High School band director Christopher Caproni its Citizen of the Year Award. The award is intended to recognize a community member who has shown leadership, volunteered, and has gone above and beyond to prove themselves both helpful and reliable. Caproni, who has directed the Drury Band for over a decade, spoke with WAMC.
First of all, I was completely shocked. And the truth of the matter is that it really is not an individual award. I could not do what I do if I didn't have, one, the support of the North Adams school system, two, the support of the parents that support their students, and three, kids that are just willing to do anything I ask. And it's really easy to be successful in a situation like that. And there's so many examples of the kids just always say yes. Whether it's Veterans Day when it's 20 degrees and we still have to do a parade and we have 70 kids there to do Veterans Day when they have the day off of school. Or if it's the Wreaths Across America and I say, we need 15 members to come in. Hey, juniors and seniors, can you do this? And they come do it. So I'm thrilled that they recognize me for my citizenship. I truly feel that my job isn't a job. It's a lifestyle. And I really love working with the kids, and I love this community, and we really have a great community here in North Adams.
Looking over your time at Drury, are there any particular moments that stand out as encapsulating the best of the experience there?
One of the best things about being a teacher isn't necessarily my superstars. Even I mentioned it last night in the concert. I had a kid who came to Drury High School 4 days ago, said, can I join the band? And I said, here's an instrument, here's a uniform. Show me you can play four notes, you can play these four sections of the concert, and he jumped right in. You know, those are the kids that I've had year in and year out that are willing to take that risk and grow themselves that always stand out with me. It's the kid that comes to me and says, I want to try a new instrument, and they've only been okay at their first instrument, and then they become a superstar finding the instrument that really speaks to them. Even last night, my jazz band performed, and my drummer was home sick, so I gave the jazz band a substitute drummer on 20 minutes notice, and the kids got together and they told the drummer, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this, this is how every song goes, let's rehearse this. While I was rehearsing the other band, they were doing my job. That's always the best thing for me, when the kids can do my job and do it without me.
What was it like to actually receive the award? As I understand it, it was quite a surprise.
It was completely a surprise. You know, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a member of the Elks Lodge, and the Elks are so supportive of the Drury Band. For years, anything we ask, and we're talking finances here, hey, we need money for this. Hey, will you sponsor this event? Hey, will you help this kid out? Sure, Chris, whatever you need. And they're always supportive. And they said to me a couple weeks ago, hey, at our meeting, we're recognizing you and the Drury Band for all you do for the community. Can you come to our meeting? And I said, oh, of course. I'd love to say thank you for everything you do for us. And they were recognizing, for the Citizenship Award. And it really did. I was completely shocked. The truth is, I really look at music as something that's integral to society. You know, whenever an organization calls and says, hey, can the Drury Band come play? I always feel it's important to share the joy of music, to share the ceremony of music, whether it's a Memorial Day or if it's a Roots fundraiser that's more of a fun event. It's great to have music there, and it helps bring communities together.
What to you does citizenship mean?
That's really simple. That citizenship is that there's something more important than you. And that's weird. This is an individual award, but it's really about this organization. And this organization, whether it's band parents, students, or administration, always put the greater good. We need to march in the parade. We need to have musicians at graduation. Even when you play in the band, it's how do you affect the person next to you? Citizenship is about doing what's best for the group or doing what's best for the community.